From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French Interior Minister Gérard Collomb said Tuesday the man who attacked a Paris police officer with a hammer at the Notre Dame Cathedral shouted, "It's for Syria." Collomb told reporters outside the cathedral an identification card found on the attacker indicated he was an Algerian student. Nancy Soderberg, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, recounts part of her experience from inside Notre Dame.
As the police came through and they said, "We're looking for accomplices outside," they checked row by row, so they made the entire congregation now put their arms up in the air while the police came in and looked at each row. Everyone was scared the whole time. You didn't know what was going on. So, yeah, everyone was very quiet and very scared, but calm and respectful, helping each other out. Those who didn't speak English or French, everyone was translating for them.
The French prosecutor's office said its counterterrorism unit has launched an investigation into the attack. Collomb said the policeman attacked was in stable condition and said the assailant also possessed kitchen knives, an indication of a trend from very sophisticated acts of terrorism to whatever tools or instruments they can find. Collomb said the attacker acted on his own and was not working in conjunction with anyone else. The U.S. Justice Department has arrested a government contractor it said sent classified material to an online news outlet. The Intercept news site reported a classified document it obtained showing Russian military intelligence tried to hack into U.S. voter registration systems before last year's elections. 25-year-old reality lay winner was arrested and admitted to printing and sending the document. An affidavit shows that U.S. intelligence community agencies believe six people printed the document. This is VOA.